Welcome back to Day Kid Diaries. We got through the first month of the year. You should be patting yourself on the back, throwing yourself a little party. You did it. I did it. We did it. I mean, the first week, it was like, all gas, no brakes. Second week, all gas, no brakes. Third week, flu had me down. I was like, Oh no. My momentum is down. How do I get it back up? And then I'm in a business school, and I'll talk about that in my next podcast that you guys will be have available for you guys next Monday. And it's so rewarding. It's literally teaching me, like, there's something that they say, well, you don't know what you don't know. It's literally, you do not know what you don't know. And it's the most rewarding experience I've ever had as a business owner. One thing I do love to learn. But the community, the sense of togetherness, the fact that when you are talking about maybe an issue you may be having in your business, even if you don't say it, someone else may say that, someone else may bring up that same issue and you don't even realize. That helps you realize, it gives a lot of clarity that you're not the only one, is what I'm trying to say. Sometimes my words get a little bit mixed up, but you're not the only one going through it. And it reminds me to give myself grace, because it's like, you're not a superhuman. You can't do everything. But before I get into that part, the topic is competition. And this is something that has been on my mind, because I did speak to someone about this last week. And then, you know how sometimes you're thinking about something and then you talk about it and you see it so many times? Like, I saw it on Instagram, I saw it on Facebook, I heard it in a reel. And I was like, this must be telling me that I need to do a podcast, talk about this. And so I just wanted to say, in my experience, in my life, I have always encountered people who are in competition with me. Whether it be a friend, a coworker, someone I'm in a relationship with, believe it or not, I've always encountered somebody who's in competition, a business partner, all the time. And I always just ignore it. It's not that I don't notice it. I notice it every time. They don't notice that I'm noticing it. What they're thinking is, oh, she's so naive, or I'm better than her. She's really mediocre. And that's, for me, you know, some people may be like, I want people to think I'm this, that, da, da. And that's you. I'm just very humble. I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. I know my worth. I don't need to prove that. I don't feel like I need to prove. I don't owe you any proof of that. And so by me competing with you, I feel like I'm giving you what you want. And that's not really what I feel like you really want. If I'm saying that right. When I see people competing with me, I'm thinking the entire time the person needs a boost of confidence, a boost of ego. Maybe they need new business ideas, because they have been doing the same thing and they haven't been changing up. And maybe they need new concepts, whatever that is. So what I do is I ignore it and I gracefully like and comment. Affirmations. I give them affirmations. I don't go into like battle mode. Because what happens for me, in my experience, is I get consumed by it. I think I mentioned in one of my podcasts that I was outside a lot last year, and I only did two podcasts last year. The whole year, only two podcasts, because I was outside, and just missed my whole goal of podcasting that whole year. And so that's why I said every week this year I'm doing a podcast. I'm not gonna stop doing it. I don't care what's going on. So, and I'm saying that to say, I was outside and I got to see a different perspective on things. I got to see how sometimes when you're competing with people, you're spending a lot of unnecessary money that could be put into other things. And you see how other people spend money that could be put into a lot of unnecessary spending that could be put into things that could possibly grow their business and this and that. So you just see a lot of different things. And not to say that I enjoy hanging out just like the next person, but it's just not for me. You know, the competing in that way is just not for me. So my point in today's topic was just to talk to someone who is being consumed by competing with other people. And I wanted to say to them that, don't get consumed by it. Because it can cost you more than what you're competing for. Two, a lot of times what you see is not really what's happening. I've seen, again, being outside, it's a lot of facades. It looks good. It's sparkling, but on the back end, it really ain't what it is. It's like, it's a lot of facades. It's a lot of facades. And just keep that in mind. Give yourself grace. I know, like, especially social media, sometimes you can see a lot of people. I'm sorry if my, to me turning my pages to my planner is a little loud. But a lot of times you see things on social media and you're like, dang, I want that. Oh, I wish this was me. I wish I could have that. I wish I could have this. Your time will come. Your time will come. Appreciate all your wins, even the ones you feel like are small wins. Every win is a big win. When I got two licenses, I started with a family childcare license where I could only care for 6 children. And that was the most stressful situation because going through inspections gave me so much anxiety. Like, it was insane. But because I had never gone through it before, it was driving me crazy. Once I went through it that first time and got the license, I said, oh, I could do this again. Went and got a group family license. And it was easy because I knew the process. And now knowing the process, I'm ready to just do it a million times. I'm ready to help other people get there. So don't get so consumed by competition. Here's another story. When I first started, I had 2 infants, right? And then in my area, there's a lot of daycares of different modalities, like daycare centers, there's group family homes, there's family daycares. So there's a lot of quote unquote competition in my area, right? And so for me, I'm like, okay, I'm just opening up. I'm still working, but I have a staff who is here to, who is willing to assist me while I go to work. So I can still, you know, open my business and start, but you know, I can also, you know, make sure I'm going to work. And so I had these 2 infants and I think my price for the week was 200. It might've been 150. Might have been 150 each for each infant weekly, right? And I set that price because I had done some research and looked at daycare center prices. I looked at this group family price. I looked at this daycare's price. And I said, their prices are so high. I'm not going to do that to my parents, because I want to show them that I care about them and the money that they're spending to bring their kids here. And I know it's hard and all this and that. Not really paying attention to the fact that I still have to pay my staff. Not that I ever defaulted on payment, because like I said, I was working. But the way that I was managing that and going about that was totally wrong. Because now I was going to work to pay my staff. And the money that I was putting into, that I was getting for the 2 infants, what was $300 gonna do a week? After that, after a couple days, it was gone, because I had to buy cleaning supplies most months. I had to buy, I had to figure out what learning materials I needed. As I got more kids, I had to buy more, get more things for them. I had to, you know, switch out certain things in the in materials in the daycare. So it became where I realized I'm not doing this right at all. I'm grateful to be open, but I'm a little overzealous, and I'm not really going about it in the way where it's benefiting me. It's actually, one, burning me and my staff out, and I'm not making any money. So I ended up, changing my price, of course, making it higher, because also if you've ever had any experiences with raising an infant or caring for an infant, it's a lot. It's a lot. So the younger the age group, which I realized, the younger the age group, the more the responsibility, the more attention they needed. The higher the age group, they still need the attention, they still need the supervision, but not as much. They may be more independent than an infant would be. And so you can charge a certain rate and not have to do as much work. And so that's how later on I probably had to change my prices a couple of times before I realized, okay, this is not benefiting you at all. Also, keep in mind, if you are, and not just to keep talking about rates and how you charge your customers, but just keep in mind, when you're looking at your competition or the other people around you doing the same things that you're doing, their services may be different. So there's a lady who may be providing counseling for the children in her daycare, but she doesn't do lesson plans. There's another lady who may just do after school, and that's about it, and that's why her rates are that way. There's another daycare center that may only provide care for children with special needs, and that's why that's their rates. So everybody's service may be different, and that's what makes their rates different. Pay attention to what it is you want to provide. Keep in mind your purpose and your why. Why are you providing the service for the parents? What type of service are you providing? And then charge according to that. I don't suggest charging more for a child who may have special needs or less for a child that has special needs. I think the rate should be the same, but you keep in mind what you can handle. So that goes to vetting out your customers the same way you would vet out a staff, or vetting out your enrollments the same way you would vet out a staff. And what I mean by vet, I mean observe and hire or enroll. So if you have a parent who wants a child to come in, and they may have excessive behavior issues, and you don't have staff to assist you with that child, but you have three other children then that you have to care for, you have to think about if you can keep an eye on that child, because that child may need one-on-one assistance. You can provide one-to-one assistance with that child if you have three other children to keep an eye on. That's not going to work. Either you have to hire a staff to be one-on-one with them, and do you have the income to hire that staff? Can you, think about all the things that you need to, think about all the things that come with enrolling that child or enrolling specific children. And again, do not consume. I'm not saying I don't have anything. Compete if that's what you want to do. There's nothing wrong with competition. That's business. That is business. I see a lot of people, and anybody competing with me in business, in personal, I see y'all. I pay attention to a lot of things that I don't speak on. I'm so proud of you. Because there was a lady on Instagram, and I remember when she started, I think she was just running a daycare, and now she's doing like multiple things. And I'm like, oh, she's doing her big one. She's doing so good. Like, I'm so proud of her. She's, to me, I don't see her as a competitor at all. I think she's doing great. And so I say that to say, that's how I look at people. I'm always watching, because we're all emulators. I feel like I emulate. I don't when somebody sees me doing something and I don't see it as a competition, I may be teaching them or helping them be more confident in their field, like I said earlier, making them feel more confidence in the things that they need to do. Oh, shoot, she did this. Look at all the things that I've done already. Maybe I could do that too. So I always say that. Give yourself some grace and don't get consumed with comparing yourself and competing with other people. And if you do have people in your life that are overly competitive and it drives you crazy and it's driving you so crazy that every time you're around them, you just feel the need that you have to. Like if it's someone who wants to live with the illusion that they are better than you, then let them. Always stay true to yourself and stay true to your why and your purpose. Let that person live with that illusion. Oh, you think you're better than me? Okay. It's nothing. If it's somebody that's so adamant about feeling that way, ain't nothing you gonna do to change their mind. There's nothing you gonna do. So what you can do, all you can do is let them live with that and go on and worry about the things. There's so many things you need to be worrying about within your business, especially if you're just starting out. You have so many other things you can be thinking about. So many other things that will consume you. I just wanted to get that part off of my chest. I also want to talk about this coaching program I've started. So rewarding. It's going to be so good. Some good stuff. Good stuff. I have a few things going on, and I just want to tell you all that it's going to be great. I'm not going to talk too much about it on here. But if you do need assistance as far as consultation with opening, if you just want to talk about some issues you may be having with opening your daycare, my Instagram is at Colonel Family Child Care. You can DM me. And I'm also on Facebook, Colonel Family Child Care, excuse me. And, you know, you can message me and I'm open to answering any questions you may have. I do offer free consultations. I could talk about daycare all day. So, I offer an hour consultation, 1 hour consultations for those of you who may need, some further assistance with maybe licensing, just the process in itself, for your state. I can assist with that. I have some referrals to things that you may need, that, you know, I can probably refer you. But if you do need the assistance, I am here. On my next podcast, I'm going to talk about the school I'm going to. It's amazing. It makes me think of that time I had those two staff, and they were like the perfect staff during the summer last year. I was fully booked last year, and I was at my capacity where I had to start a waiting list. And I had these two perfect staff. They were great. They were so good. And the sense of family that this school gives me, the sense of community, the sense of structure, the fact that they show you that they actually care, it's so amazing. And the reason why I like being in community groups like that, or groups that actually show you care or make you feel like you care, is because you never know. For me, because I really don't talk to people. I'm not really like it's crazy to say because I have to talk to people. How do I explain it? If I have to talk to people, I do talk to them so far as business wise. But I'm not going outside looking to meet people. I don't do that. Maybe because I hung out a lot as a teenager that I just, right now, it's just different outside. So I don't go out and really hang out as much as I used to. And a lot of times when I do hang out or I do talk to people, if they don't know how daycare is or how it's run or how the day-to-day goes, me talking to them is like, wah, 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 wah. They don't really understand a lot of what I'm talking about. So I'm just going on and on. They're just like, wah, 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 wah. So to be in a community of people who are in, have businesses and may not be in the same field that I'm in, but have some of the, some similar issues that I may be having and some similar thoughts that I may be having, like with that third week, how I got sick and then lost my momentum and fell off a track a little bit. I'm so glad to know that I was not the only one that happened to. Like, I was just thinking, like, dang, I really dropped the ball here for a second, which will happen. We are not robots. You know, like, sometimes that happens. And if you don't take the break that you need, your body will tell you, your mind will tell you, listen, girl, you got to sit down, you got to calm down. And that's what was happening. I was going full speed, you know, with and piling my plate too high and not really giving myself time to rest, not really giving myself time to schedule. I was scheduling, writing things down, but I was not following my calendar. I was just all over the place with everything, all unorganized. Just, you know, not really paying attention to what a routine, which is what you need. But it's such a good school to be in, such a good community. And again, I'll talk about it again yesterday. I'll talk about it again next week on my next podcast, because I really want you guys to hear about it and join the school. It's a wonderful experience. You really don't know what you don't know. That's the best quote I've heard, because, and I'm so open to learning all the time. Like, I will go back to school. I was going to go back to school anyway, but the fact that the way things played out, period, like how everything just aligned, it was like it was meant for me to be where I am. It's hard to explain. But again, I'm so happy that everybody made it through the first month of the year. I hope that this month, this coming month, you guys are goal setting, working on things that you didn't do last year and smashing those goals, keeping your head up. Yeah, paying attention to the competition, but not being consumed by them. And just giving yourself grace. Give yourself some grace. And again, I thank you all for listening. And I'll speak to y'all next week.